All right, B-Lo, we're live.
Hey.
How you been? I do gotta walk that fine line with you and I being like, you know, friends and talking every day outside of it, and then coming here and turning on the T and B-Lo host and co-host conversation. It's like, do you feel you have a podcast voice at this point? Do you feel like the way you talk here is the way you talk in person, the way you talk on the phone? How do you feel?
I'm sitting where I sit every day for work, yeah, with the same setup. So for me, it's like a natural thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like doing my daily deed with you.
You know, it's funny. I catch myself at the office because I told you we do a lot of, you know, Skype calls. You know, so we're an international company. So a lot of the people that I work with are London-based or wherever. I feel like now, like when I'm in my office, at the office, and about to get on a call, I kind of like position myself and I got the work headphones and I'm over here thinking like I'm about to get on the podcast every time I get on one of those calls. And I kind of like treat it like the podcast. It's like a mini podcast every day. All right. I think people who listen to the show or tune in for the first time, they know how we usually do this. We usually get the three sequences, three bits. That's the flow of the show after we do a little introduction. So, up first, where do we stand with our streak, our Snapchat streak? As of this recording, this is going up on when is it going up? On Thursday, November 7, 2019. Where do we stand as this recording?
50 days.
50 days. We're making a comeback. We're almost at the half a century mark after, you know, losing a few times. I did want to tell you that, you know how we talk about the way the Snapchat, you definitely should have muted that before you started coughing. You know how
I was just thinking that to myself. I was going to say that to you. I was like, of all the time for me to not mute myself when we're doing something, I didn't do it when I coughed. I apologize to the listening audience, the one listener that you have, that
it's more than
I coughed in the ear. Why are you rolling your neck like you're big tonight? Like, do you think
who's big? I got an injury. I'm old. I get wounded at the gym easily.
Dude, I stretch my neck all the time too. Oh, Jim, I got gym stories for you, man.
Oh, we'll get to that second. But the streak, you know how, like I told you, you told me, we both talked about this, how it like starts knocking off days. So I told you for the longest time, my girl and I had one full week ahead of our streak.
Don't say my girl and I. She's not your girl. You don't own her. And my girl. My girlfriend I'm okay with.
I'm her man. Well, what's it? My girl or my girlfriend? What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's just girls like my girl. Like, yo, my girl, I own her. She's a piece of property. She's not a piece of property.
I'm not treating her like a piece of property.
Okay. I don't like my
girlfriend. Anyway.
Okay, that's much better.
What if I started using fucking my boo, my bae, like all those other fucking idiots out there that
dress? We would stop this podcast in a second.
I would never use those words. Anyway, my girlfriend and I, our streak was a full 7 weeks ahead of our streak for the last 3 weeks.
Why don't you, all right, I'm just going to cut this off. Why don't you give her a name, okay? It doesn't have to be her real name, okay? I know what her real name is. Just give her a name so you can say, Fluffy and I.
You know, it's time. You know, I've been giving that some thought.
Because, it has to come naturally because the last time I had references, the names came naturally because it was duh. So, we're going to call her.
I created a bit. That's why. Why don't you go ahead? You create a bit here. What do you
I have to do this. It will come naturally to me because, you know, I give everybody a nickname. And it will come that. Now that I know, I'll just come up. See, I haven't talked with her enough. If I talk with her a little bit more, then just in conversation, it'll come up and I just say, hey, like, you know, something. And it would just come out and that would be her nickname. So then when you reference her, you don't have to say my girlfriend and I. You can just say right, Chalamet and I.
It's about time Chalamet. To give her a name. Chalamet. Anyway, my girlfriend and I, we had a full 7 days ahead of our streak. And now, somehow Snapchat started screwing us too. So the catch up between this streak with you for the show, for B-Lo and T, as we continue our Snapchat streak over consecutive days, it's now 6 days. Somehow an entire day dropped off. So she and I are at 56 days. I don't know where that math is coming from. I don't know where and when that dropped off. But for a full 3 weeks, we had a full 7 days ahead of it. And now Snapchat is knocking off days again.
I wonder if it has something to do with the number of messages you send, or I don't know.
Number and the time of day, I'm assuming, too, that makes up for it. It's really weird. Yeah, it's knocking off hours and minutes. So that's the streak, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to keep this going. We're going to be heading into the holidays. We're going to be taking this into 2020. I can't believe we're saying it's going to be 2020 with the whole future being here. So we will continue the streak and try to break our record of 404 days. Let's see what happens. Odds are, if you're a betting audience, Beal and I will not make it to 404 days.
No, I don't think so, because you'll slip one day and say, oh, my boo, and it will just cut all communication off right there.
I would never use those words. Speaking of that, let's get over to Strictly Dickly, because I had something that I wanted to bring up to you. Let's pause. Let's get into that. You want a gym story you want to share yet again, or do you want to go into Strictly Dickly?
No, because I can't, because then all it will do is sound like all I do is go to the gym.
Yeah, it's not, you know, all I do. The way we're going, I'm open, and I know you're open to introduce some more bits. It may become Belo at the gym, might become segment 4 on the show, because you're consistently delivering stories. And if you come up with a story from the gym, you know I'm going to have an opinion about it anyway.
Man, yeah, no.
So what happened? What happened at Belo went to the gym this week? What happened this week? Last week, you wanted to kill somebody on the treadmill next to you. So let's fill the audience in. The new bit. Belo yet again goes to the gym.
No. There's no gym story this week. We'll refrain from the gym story. But I will tell you that I went to the gym this past week.
Yeah.
I went to the gym at lunchtime.
Ah.
It is a whole different world.
Yeah.
It is like because I usually go to the gym by 6, right? I used to go at 5:30. It gets harder when it gets dark like this. So I'm at the gym by 6. And for some reason that morning I just didn't make it. Then at lunchtime I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna run over to the gym. I liked it. I have the habit of getting up and going, but I liked it, and I almost think I may want to do it a little more often, because
my experience at the gym, people at lunch are the ones that aren't really committed to a true healthy lifestyle, but they do get it in. It's the fast in and out, so I think that's probably better for like some of you and I who put a little more time in. Did you get that out of it, where people like in and out pretty quick to get back to work?
Yes. And I went a little before lunch because I didn't want to get with the lunchtime crowd, because you know how, because I kind of anticipated that it would be like a lunchtime crowd thing. So I wanted to get in a little bit early, because I go so early in the morning. As I'm leaving, you have like those early morning people who don't work or whatever, and they come in. So it's not that it filled up. Forget going at 4 o'clock. Between the hours of 4 and 6:30, 7 o'clock, I would not go to any gym if my life depended on it, because you can't even move without elbowing somebody.
I know. The after work crowd, especially when people get on the New Year's resolution kicks, like come January 2nd, it was the worst time of the year. January 2nd to April 1st. It was like day one, starting over again. All those people that go back and forth on their like resolutions, that was the worst time of the year. And now since I got back into like my building gym, I got that to myself. I do see an uptick, and I was telling my girlfriend this, that my gym at nighttime, I'm trying to go every day in the morning now, depending on work and then my time with her. I sometimes go at night. My gym, and I want to get your take on this, since you know this is Belo's gym segment. My gym and my building, somehow the people that whatever, they hire personal trainers to actually come into my building gym, believe it or not. There's these same two young girls with this trainer who for some reason blasts music. And I don't know why he does that, because he's kind of telling them what to do. But yet he puts his phone down on a bench on the floor and plays music to also motivate them. It's very annoying, because I can hear it even through my headphones, because I listen to music as I do the weights and body resistance. But I put on the podcast when I'm on the treadmill. But I can hear his stupid thing. Then there's this other trainer on another night that trains this one old lady. He doesn't play anything, but he yells really loud. So that's why I want to go in the morning, because these 3-4 people rotate.
I understand the motivation and stuff like that, but I don't agree with them doing the music and stuff in your gym. It's different, because I told you I started seeing a personal trainer several months ago, and I love it. And it's, again, I tell people when I say personal trainer, and you know me, you know my health habits, my diet and stuff like that. I'm seeing a personal trainer because it's like, why business owners see a mentor, right? It's somebody to like, hey, make guide you, give you, hey, your form's off, or hey, just try this workout. Just kind of like break it up, spice it up, and do different things. Guy's doing a phenomenal job.
Good.
No, I love the guy, because it's, and I don't love him like that, because Anyway, because you know the jokes that we had. But he's doing a great job. And but in my gym, they have like personal training areas, and they have like a speaker set up for the trainers. But we're out in the regular area, there's no music. But sometimes he will put on music for training or something like that. But we're in a designated area in their gym. I'm okay with it when trainers do that. You know, like in a special area, so what if other people can hear or whatever, but you're still in that area. But if you're going to
someone's private, that's a real gym. That's a real big gym.
That's what
gym.
I'm saying. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Where if it were in my building, I would say something to him. I'd be like, hey, I don't want to hear that. Just because of the fact, like I said, it's a private area and it's not set up to be training. Now, yelling and giving someone motivation, I'm okay with.
Yeah, so there's them, and then again, I want more motivation for me to go in the morning. There's nobody there in the morning. I had the whole place to myself, which I love. It's like my own personal gym. Nobody works on the morning in my entire building. And last but not least, there's this one guy. I think he's Russian. He plays his phone. Again, usually it's just me and these other people, and sometimes I'm randomly in with this guy. He plays his podcast. I'm assuming the podcast. He, no headphones. He puts it on the bench too, and there's some Russian podcast that he listens to the entire fucking time. I'm like, what are you doing? You could afford to live in a building like this. Why can't you use headphones like me? Why do I even listen to that? I'm this close to like not losing my shit, but also saying something like, you got to get headphones. That's distracting. Just like that.
Yeah, no, people need to get headphones. I don't, it's just rude. I mean, some people you can tell, I've been to where people have had music and stuff playing and they didn't realize it wasn't going through their headphones, because I've done that once before myself. Because you know what? The wireless headphones, sometimes it does happen. And then you're like, oh, shit, I'm not listening to it. But for someone who like plays their music loud, like everybody wants to hear it, I cannot stand that. Because just like when you're on a plane sometimes, someone does that. Like, it just drives me nuts.
So do you think that you'll turn into a lunchtime gym guy or try it again?
I don't think I'll turn into a lunchtime gym guy, but I think that I will break it up and do it.
All right, nice. All right, well, pivot on over to Strictly Dickly, where you and I give our takes on all things dating, relationships, from two men, our point of view. I went out with my girlfriend on Saturday night. We had plans to go to a movie. I dragged her to see Terminator 6, Terminator Dark Fate. I know you and I talked about this off the podcast. She's a trooper like that, because I dragged her to see Rambo 5 a few weeks ago. So I never would have thought in almost 2020 I would go see Stallone in Rambo 5 and Schwarzenegger in Terminator 6. Still going. Franchises that started when I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. It's crazy, man. You know, made the screenwriter part. Like, part of me, like, doesn't want these franchises to continue because I want people like me to get a shot at writing new, fresh movies. But the part of me, the movie fan of me, is like, oh man, these were my heroes as a kid. It's cool to see them one more time. So we went and we saw Terminator Dark Fate. And then afterwards, we had dinner. So you know me, I like a good meal. I like treating Boston people. I like to go to the Boston businesses. I don't like franchises. I made that very clear to you before, anybody in my life, right?
Everyone knows me. I don't do the franchises either unless I have to.
All right. So let me get your take on this. People who don't know me really well sometimes will get me, and I'm not going to name anyone because it maybe listens to the podcast, but even so, that don't know me really well, don't know like what I frequent, don't know what I love in life, don't know what I like to do, don't know like the restaurants I actually go to. So they go with the generic gift card to a restaurant that's you could get off the shelf at a Target, which is always a chain. Instead of going to like a Boston restaurant, actually, we have gift cards, like showing like you're trying. You just go and you get that because you get everybody and appease them, right? I'm not talking.
It's good for a high school kid. You get a high school kid a gift card to Chili's or to Texas Roadhouse. In adults, it's like the local. Okay, I'm going to define chain. If it's a small little restaurant and they have like two or three of them scattered throughout the city, that's not a chain.
Not a chain.
Just to clarify.
Yep.
A chain is like
if you
Chili's.
Can find it in every city, in every state almost, it's a chain. Okay? So like you, I totally agree with both of our concept. The definition of it are the same, right? So I got a gift card one year, and then literally the next year, I got the gift card from these same people again to the same restaurant. And I would never use it on myself. As I was going through the dating single process, I'm not taking a girl that I'm trying to get to know up front to a chain restaurant. I'm just not doing it. My girlfriend and I, you know, we know each other really well now. We've been dating for a little bit. We joke around. The whole reason we went to the movies because it's near this chain restaurant. And that chain restaurant in Boston, and I'll say because they're starting to close them. So I'm like, all right, I got to use these gift cards. P.F. Chang's. Now, before I get into the whole P.F. Chang definition, because I got a lot of opinions about P.F. Chang's, and I think you can relate to this, I had the gift cards. I had about a $250 gift cards. That's $100. It's she and I.
Thank you for the math.
But here's my thing. You know as well as I do, if you take a date to a nice restaurant, you're probably going to break over the $100. But it's a safe bet you're going to come in under the $100 in one of these chain restaurants. So we go to P.F. Chang's. Now, I haven't been there in about, I don't know, 10, 12 years. I've had these gift cards for about that same time period, 10, 12 years. So we go in. I even made a reservation just because I like to cover all my bases. We walk in. I don't know. There's probably like 50 tables. Only probably 7 of them are taken. It's clear I didn't need a reservation, but I'm just doing what I usually do. So she was like, okay, going. She only been to P.F. Chang's like a very long time ago, never had their lettuce wraps. I recall from a few times I've been there, their lettuce wraps is what they're known for. So I'm like, all right, we got to get the lettuce wraps with chicken lettuce wraps. And also, the other thing I remember is the Mongolian beef. So I'm like, let's pick whatever we want, but let's try these two things because we get these $100 worth of gift cards. So we get our table, we sit down. I open up the menu and it says the one thing that they're known for changed their recipe recently. The fucking lettuce wraps changed their recipe, their formula, their presentation. Okay, still got them.
What?
It's weird now. You know how like you ever have, yeah, so first of all, have you ever been to
P.F. Chang's? I haven't been to P.F. Chang's. I've gone to P.F. Chang's a few times. And one time I was traveling and I was in Detroit. Man. And I went to P.F. Chang's in Detroit.
So there you go. P.F. Chang's to me is this. You are not like I'm saying you're in sales, but a salesperson that could go to any city is always a P.F. Chang's. It's a safe bet. So the crowd, the 7 tables already taken, was a weird fucking crowd. It wasn't the theater crowd, which is where we went in that area of Boston. It wasn't the day crowd. It wasn't the club crowd. It wasn't people our age. It was really weird. So the one thing that it changed was the lettuce wraps used to have like the wontons on top. They're underneath now. The meat, the chicken, 10% chicken, water chestnuts in the whole fucking thing. She and I were like, what the fuck? We're picking up the water chestnuts. You put it in the lettuce. They got the same dipping sauce, the sauce you pour in it. Eating, I'm like, wow, the quality's gone down. Not like it was ever good at any of the P.F. Chang's. She gets a drink. I'm drinking water. We got the Mongolian beef. The Mongolian beef, to their credit, still exactly the same. We got a pork lo mein, and we got some dumplings. The quality was fucking shit. Now, they closed down a bunch of them. There's only like one in downtown Boston now. The other three are gone. The Prue's gone. Cambridge Side Gallery is gone. And Natick is still open, I think. The other ones like around have closed down. There's a reason behind it because nobody really goes to chains anymore. And P.F. Chang's has gone downhill. So let me ask you this. Would you ever, and I know you just probably kind of answered that because you don't like that, would you ever take a date to a chain restaurant? Or at what point are you comfortable to say, hey, honey, I got gift cards to this restaurant. Do you want to go? Just because you want to knock it off because you're not going to give it away. You kind of want to get rid of it. What's your policy on that?
I avoid chains at all costs because because of what you just said, I feel sometimes it may or may not be the case. One, I like to support small local businesses. And two, I feel that you have a better experience. The chains are just too cookie cutter. With that being said, I would go to a chain if I had a gift card and I wanted to take someone just to get a meal, to try the menu, see what it is, because there's several things you can get there other than the chain food. I think that you'd have to be in a pretty decent relationship to do that, because then to say I would feel, if somebody did it to me, I wouldn't. See, some things I don't do because I think it would sound awkward, but if it's someone to do it to me, I wouldn't think it was awkward. Like, if I'm not going to go to someone, hey, I get a gift card to P.F. Chang's. Do you want to go on a date with me tonight? It just sounds awkward. Me, if someone did that to me, I would say, I understand they're trying to, you know, use the money that they have. But
I think you have to be pretty, if you and
I think you have to be pretty far into a relationship. I think you have to be in a pretty far into a relationship, in my opinion, to pull that off.
So if you and I
be able to pull that off
in the city together, and you and I just wanted to go out and for like shits and giggles, and I'm like, Bilo, I got $100 worth of P.F. Chang's. I want to fucking burn it off. You want to go get fucked
that's
up?
That's you and me. That would be you and I going to do that.
That's what I mean. Like with a friend, that's when you could burn it off. When taking a girl on a date, when you're just starting to date, no fucking way, because you hit it on that earlier. Chains don't do quality. it's more quantity. Let's crank out the fucking food, crank out the food. And it's not quality like the smaller places.
Well, that's why a lot of people like to go to chains, because of the consistency. Like, and like you said, it's the salesperson thing, not to stereotype, but you know, if I go to Chili's in, you know, Massachusetts and Chili's in Rhode Island and Chili's in Connecticut,
you get the same
food
thing.
Is supposed to be basically the same.
Yeah.
You know, basically the same. So it's kind of like, you know what you're getting. And in some cases they do have some good food because they also, you know, have a big audience and they have different types of menus. So I'm not saying it's all bad. I just prefer the small local type thing.
Yeah. So that was my take too. But she and I, like, neither one of us liked it. And the whole thing, again, it was like four dishes. And I think she got one or two drinks. The whole thing without the tip was $59 and change. I had to put the tip I gave out cash separately, because you can't put it on the gift card. I ended up throwing away $40 worth of PF Chang's food because I'm fucking done. I was like, I'll never go back to this place. Like,
no, give it to your nieces or something, man. Don't waste the money. Somebody spent money on it, number one. Number two, give it to your niece or something, right? The kids would like it if it's not for you.
Even the kids
will get something different.
But come on. That way, I'm just saying, like, chain restaurants for dates, and when you get comfortable with each other, that's okay to burn it off. Otherwise, I would never take a date on that. So we did that. We went to a chain restaurant. We had that. It wasn't high quality of food. And another thing that I was thinking about too is that you ever notice, and I notice this every time I pay attention, and I don't care about the age, like grown people.
As opposed to not noticing when you're not paying attention?
I really don't pay attention to other couples. I stopped doing it now because I'm in a relationship. I really didn't give a fuck about somebody that's a couple. But
it's like when you buy a brand new car. You buy a brand new Ford Escort. Then you're driving down the street and you're realizing there's 4 billion of them on the street. When before, you never even noticed one.
Well, look who's driving my car over there. That guy has the same car. Ha ha ha, same color. But in this day and age, you could kind of tell when people are on their first dates. You could kind of tell, like, if they met off, like, a dating app or something like that, because you actually hear them
say. I was going to say, that is the king, because even around here, there's a bar that everybody goes to for their first drink, and you can actually tell, and I love going and people watching, and you can actually tell, because I went out one night with a friend, and I told him, like, look at that girl right there. And that,
yeah.
This is, like, that's why you got to meet outside. You got to meet outside and walk in together, because it takes off some of the awkwardness.
So that's the other weird thing. Like, I never paid attention to that when I was going through my tier of all the dating app. And obviously my girlfriend and I met off a dating app, so we both recognized the same thing. And I think we both started paying attention because that's how we met. So she first brought to my attention in Napa when we were on vacation. We had a table at the bar, and I was watching in the hotel. I was watching the Pats game. So I'm watching the TV. She has another one with the TV facing it that way. And she's looking at the people at the bar. And she's watching these people the entire time as I'm watching the game. And I'm like, well, you know, what are you looking at back in there? She goes, oh, you could tell those two met off a dating app. And because, like, they're talking and they're, like, looking at their phones. And there's, like, a big age discrepancy between the two. And I don't know if one of them got catfish. That's what I was saying to her. But, like, this day and age is very common. So after she put that on my radar, anytime we go out now, whether it's, a chain restaurant, you could tell those people at P.F. Chang's doing that, or regular one, you can see it. But we went to the movie beforehand. At a movie theater, would you ever meet anyone on a first date at a movie theater, or take them to a movie for your first date? You can't fucking talk. Like, how are you getting to know a stranger that you just swiped on, or sent little DMs that turned to text, or maybe a little FaceTime? Your first approach to think is, you know what? Know what we should do? Let's go to the movie. Like, who the fuck would do that? Not just like a dating app. Anytime you met someone, the first, I don't know, I would say 7, 8, 9 dates, you don't go to the fucking movies, because you're not getting to know each other.
The movies aren't, to me, it's the before and after, before or after, excuse me. Because like you just said, you go to the movie theater, you sit down, right? You go to the movie theater, you sit down in the dark, you watch a movie, you don't do anything. It's the interaction before. This is why, like, I still have yet to go to the movies by myself. And I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I always find some other reason. And plus, I don't watch much television or anything. And I could sit down and watch a show here, I think. But I had to start doing that. I don't know where I just went with that. But that's it. No, it's like the going out before, going out after. I would not. But I would also not commit, right? Because It's like, what if it, like, chances are when you go and you date somebody, right? There's a couple things going to happen, right? You're going to text them or message them, you know, whatever. You message them, you switch over to text, you do whatever. And then you plan to meet, you do whatever, right? Or some you may have some really good conversations with that you're texting them and it turns over to like a phone conversation, you know, and then you meet them, you know, and then you have a different kind of experience that way. But I would never want to commit to like a 4-hour thing. It should be like, hey, let's meet for a coffee, right? Or hey, yeah. Even like, even, you know, if I were me, I would say, hey, you know, let's meet for, you know, a coffee, or hey, let's meet for a drink, and we'll just take it from there. Meaning,
yep,
we're going to go, we're going to have a drink. If we hit it off, we're staying. If we don't hit it off, we're leaving.
Yep.
You know, it's simple. And again, some people, see, you're going with that though, not to digress from that, but yes, I don't think you should go to the movies. I think you should plan something short and sweet. Even a coffee is great because you can go meet someone for a coffee and you're in and out quick. And then you decide if you want to stay longer or go someplace else. Or because someone had sent something to me the other day, he called me and he asked me, he goes, hey, I want to meet someone for a date. He goes, what's a place around that I can meet someone? I said, you know what I would do? I said, I'd go to this place because it's really like a small little place, but it's not a place I'd have more than one drink on the regular basis. Like yeah. The way it's set up, it's uncomfortable, but it's comfortable enough to have a drink. And I said, you know what? Meet the girl there, have a drink. If you like her enough, then after that first drink, you guys will want to leave. So if you like each other enough, then you can say there's like 5 bars right down the street. Right. So
it's a good starting just say, point. Hey, let's to get go the to, day going.
That's what I was trying to say is like, you need to have something like that where you can have that intermission where it's like, okay, hey, let's have a drink. And you're like, hey, yeah. Okay, well, you know, we're both uncomfortable. The drink's over. Or, hey, we had our one drink. Let's go grab another drink down the street. And then you can sit for hours. So I think you should do something like that. Well, you know, just, hey, I'm going to meet for coffee at lunch. And then you know you have an end time because if it's that bad, you don't feel as bad jetting.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of hard part. It's like the awkwardness because what if one person likes one and not the other? Speaking of that, what about this? I have so much to talk about the next time we speak. But what about...
I'm waiting.
I know. I told you some stuff. What? I keep coughing tonight. I do have to leave in about 10 minutes, though. What about this, right? What about if you meet someone on a dating app, you're the professional of the dating apps. I know you're off this market now because, you know, you're caught up with a nice little fish, that you caught. And see, and I'm the one telling you, say, my girl's bad. And I'm just saying you caught a fish. I apologize. I was only teasing and I meant to be rude. But have you ever had such a great conversation with somebody?
Maybe we'll call it Ariel, like the Little Mermaid. Let's call it that, Ariel, the Little Mermaid. She's a fish.
Okay. Call it Little Mermaid, Ariel, the fish. Okay, got it. Mermaid. Have you ever had a good conversation with somebody and you started to like feel like you were building a connection with them via text or the messaging or whatever it may be, and or potentially spoke to them on the phone and then met them? And then was totally like turned off. Like, or do you think having that extra connection will help and it will maybe help you look past some things? Cause I wonder about that, because when you meet somebody, you talk to them on a text, you get the sense of them based upon if they can have a conversation by the dialogue going back and forth, how well they write. Right. If it were me, I would look at how well somebody writes cause I'm just like, I'm not going to talk to an idiot. Then the next thing is, to be honest with you, sometimes you do want to talk to them before because you want to hear their voice.
Yeah.
Right. Because it could be annoying, or you want to hear how they speak or whatever. But I mean, that you can hold off on. And then, you know, if you're brave enough, you can try to do the FaceTime ahead of time. And then you're just like, yeah, I'm not going to meet you because, you know, your picture doesn't look like you. And what's up with people on dating apps not using names? They use like, no, Princess Love.
Yeah,
like, this is what I told you before.
Their first name, middle name. Like, it's weird how they do that. Or they'll call them like Miss something, Miss Business or something like that. Like, you're a grown fucking woman. So back to your first point. Back in the day, I wouldn't say so much on the dating apps because I got on the dating apps when I was a little bit older, a little bit more mature in life. When I started T-Blog, I told you I met a ton of girls off of T-Blog who, again, were willing to meet a guy under a fucking hat. So like half of them didn't even know what I looked like until they saw me. Never heard my voice. There was no FaceTime back then. So there were some, and I got to admit, I was like going to meet girls that were a little bit younger sometimes. Like I was going on physical because they were hot. I like what they look like on Twitter or on Facebook. Again, I was being very shallow, very young, very immature. And when I got there, I was catfished. They were using older pictures. They didn't look like what they did. There'd been some changes in their body, whatnot. And again, back then, I really couldn't look past that. It wasn't so much that, oh, you did not look like what you did in the pictures. And it wasn't so like, oh, I'm shallow and I don't think you're hot enough for me. It's because, and I'm big on this, you lied to me. You started this.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That is like, you know, again, if somebody wants to have like, okay, my fake name is like, you know, Samantha. Like I put my name as Samantha with my picture. And then you start talking like, hey, listen, I didn't want to use my real name because I didn't feel comfortable, but I just want to let you know my name is not Samantha, it's this. Something like that's okay. Will you let them know relatively quick, right, about something? Yeah. Or, you know, hey, my age is not this, because I don't understand why people would want to lie, because like you're posting a picture that you, you know, it doesn't matter, right? You're posting a picture that you're a blonde that weighs 150 yep. pounds. Then you show up and you're a brunette that weighs 400 pounds. And it's just like you said, it's not the fact that you like it or dislike it. One, you like them because of what you saw. So that kind of drew you to it, or the way yeah. that you communicate with them or what you knew about them. But then the other piece is like, I have the same thing. It's like, you lied. Like, what did you think? Like, because we had a good conversation, I would overlook that you lied?
No. Let me flip this on you. So I totally agree with you. You're right. There is like, I don't like starting to lie, because you know what? You're going to find out eventually. Eventually we're going to meet and I'm going to know this is your real age. This is what you look like. This is what you do for a living. We're going to find out. So why start off on a lie if we're gonna continue? Or do you like just like the attention on the app and never plan on meeting someone? That's a whole other fucking way, and it's another issue. So let me run this by you. There's this girl that I knew for a long time. We never like we were friends through mutual friends. We never dated. We went out on like one casual date to a Celtics game about 10 years ago. She is a fitness model. So she is smoking hot. She's beautiful. She has a kid. She, you know, got divorced. She has a kid. She's a single mom. She also is of a certain age. She's a little bit older than me. When I was on the dating apps swiping, I came across her profile. No mention of the kid. Again, you don't have to mention you're a kid. That's fine. You don't have to mention you have a kid. That's fine. But no mention of the kid on any of her social media, because I got her on connected on my social media. In her age, when in real life, she was like her mid-40s, she wrote down early 30s. She could pass for it. She looks it. So here's the opposite. You got a very attractive woman who is going through a divorce, is now single, divorced. She doesn't want people knowing that she's a mom, because she thinks that would be a strike against her for some whatever reason. And she doesn't want people thinking she's older than what she is for whatever reason. So it's not always the people that may not be as physically attractive.
But
may
not I be don't as understand young. What people... I What's don't the understand point? What people going to get like that. No,
you're
because
gonna find
you,
out.
Yeah, I mean, I can say not saying you have a kid on the app, that's fine. But when you tell a person, I told you this before when we spoke, you got to be upfront and forward with what you want, because you don't waste
Absolutely.
Any time. I don't want kids. You want kids. I'm not saying we're going to have it together. But if I'm damn set I'm never going to have kids, or I'm never going to get married, or I'm never going to do this, then just get it on the table now.
Yep.
Because.
So that deception comes a lot on those dating apps. Like, it's why would you start that way? The point of getting on the dating apps is to meet somebody. You want to meet
exactly.
somebody. And what do you think a relationship starts off of? Honesty. So I hear what you're saying, but no, that's a good topic. So I want to get into our last bit before we cut the show and you got to go. So two quick things that I want as T&B will get topical as we close out our third bit. One is kind of local, and we kind of talked about this off the app, but the Patriots had their first loss of the season. Tom Brady's age aside, they had an easy schedule aside. All that aside, is he hitting a wall? They don't have the offense. Put that aside. Do you feel like a lot of people here in Boston, in our area, do you feel like we're fucking spoiled, that we honestly think that we're going to win it all, win every championship? You and I come from an era when we didn't have shit. Do you feel like now
I laugh.
But do you feel like we are the fans that everybody thinks we are, that we're cocky fucks that think we deserve to win every game and every championship?
Yes.
Do you think we
earned
that?
It's horrible, because everyone's like, oh, you hear all the stories. And I had this conversation with someone the other morning. I'm like, you can't win every game. I said, I would rather see a nice, good, close game that's hard fought. It's football. It's entertainment. Watching them beat the Jets 33-0 is not entertaining. Yeah, okay, well, they scored. Oh, they got a touchdown. And you can't say, okay, well, Brady, you know, they lost. Well, Brady's washed up. He's done. You know what? There's 16 games. They lost.
Yeah.
And again, it for many reasons, right? And Baltimore is the toughest game on their schedule, according to the teams and the players. And it was a good game, and they lost. But again, it's a sport where it's not one game that makes the season, right? No. You know, it drives me nuts when people start
football.
Doing, oh, they suck.
Unlike baseball, where you see them a lot over and over again, hockey a lot, even basketball, it's baseball. You see them once, the division you see twice. And that's why we have that saying, it's not just a movie, any given Sunday. Any given Sunday, any team could beat any team in football. That's just how it fucking goes. Your quarterback could be good or they could be off. Your defense could be good, they could be off. Your running back, your star running back could be off. He could be injured. He could be great. Your coaching could all coach each other. Special teams could have come up with that one play. There's one play like a fumble from Edelman, a star wide receiver, any given Sunday. So that, and I'm like, I'm starting to believe the hype that like, you, not me, not you, but the people that give us that fucking reputation that we think we should win them all, like our season's done now. But I don't like hearing that, man. It's like, relax. We win a lot now. We win a lot of games. We win a lot of championships. Odds are we know where this team's going to be come January, maybe even February. But even if they don't, look at the run we have. Like, enjoy the run we had. No city will ever see this again. 2 decades of this shit from only our 4 sports teams. Calm the fuck down. I'm one of the biggest Tom Brady fans alive. You know this. Let it go. A loss is a loss. It happens.
I want to hijack your second point. I don't know if it is because we only got in a minute or two because I got to do – I have an appointment. Super Bowl. I think we touched on this briefly the other day. I would love – it's relevant to what was in the news this week too, yep. To see Garoppolo and Brady in the Super Bowl. That would be – an epic Super Bowl because, one, Garoppolo, even though he's a starting quarterback for the undefeated team in the NFL, has only started one season. Last season, he was out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at the number of games that he started, but then to see him go from the Pats as Brady's, you know, ball boy for 4 years, or whatever he was here, was he 4 years? 4 years, right?
Yeah.
To going to be a team that's undefeated, like, I would love to see the two of them play each other. I would just love it because I wanted Garoppolo to be the quarterback.
I know you did. 2 things about that. One, I totally want that, and I want it one better. I want somehow Indy, who's pretty decent, Jacoby, this MCL sprain, hopefully he comes back. I would love for Indianapolis and the Patriots to be in the AFC Championship where Brady has to beat Jacoby, his second backup, the third stringer, to go into the Super Bowl to beat Jimmy and retire on the spot. Like, you're not topping that. That right there is the greatest of all time.
That would be, but Brady should retire at that point because
you can't beat that. Would retire. I love you,
that
Brady.
That would be
retire.
Epic.
But let me talk about Jimmy real quick. Jimmy Garoppolo absolutely was going to be a starting quarterback anyway. He just couldn't do it under Tom Brady. But the 49ers and Mike Shanahan, they've been building a fucking team. Like, their running game, their defense, their wide receivers. Jimmy is a good quarterback. Will he be great one day? Absolutely. But
I think he'll be great one day.
But right now, you could have took any decent quarterback and put them into that 49ers system, and they probably would have automatically become a playoff team. I think with Jimmy, they're going to go deep into the playoffs, maybe the Super Bowl. But that team was built, and he just was that one missing piece. Will they go undefeated? No. I think they'll probably end up losing to, like, a Green Bay. They'll probably end up being, like, 13-3. The Pats will probably end up being, like, 13-3. So I really, like, you want to see this as the epic. Could we write this story any better? That the heir apparent, you know, takes on the fucking the king and the prince. I would love for that too, man. And then Brady, win, lose, I think you ended on that. Most likely he'll win and want to keep going, but I think if he beats Jimmy, retire. This is it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, man. We got into all our 3 bits. We can't go that much longer. Get a lot going on. Hans Zimmer's coming in. He's seen us off.
Hi, Hans.
We did the Shriek. We did Strictly Dickly, and we did B-Lo and T got topical, even though it's more sports related. So Hans Zimmer's getting louder and louder. All right, B-Lo.
I'll have some stuff for next week written down. Talk to you. Peace.
I'm waiting. All right.